Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever thought about how you would write a story about how a God came to earth? For whatever reason, the last couple of days I've been thinking about the stories of Roman gods and Greek gods, and that's what the setting was, you know, around the people of Israel, the Roman and Greek gods, and I thought, they spring up in bizarre kind of ways, fully grown, full of power, and they're not human, although they look human, but what they do is delight in making people do what they want them to do. It's almost like they direct the puppets. And I thought about, you know, if you were going to write a story about how a god came into being, you would make it a mighty warrior or a king or somebody royal or somebody full of power. And so when Isaiah writes to the people who have walked in darkness see a great light. He promises them that a son has been born, and this one is born with authority on his shoulders. And he said, and this child will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And I'm thinking to those very hungry, thirsty Israelites, that must have sounded like a God from above, coming as a warrior or something, if he's going to be this wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, then he's coming with some thunder, right? And I think that's what the people were expecting, and that's what we would expect. If you have to have a hero, that's how they come into the world, right? But today we hear the story about Jesus. And we know that Mary and Joseph were living in Nazareth. And then an order came from Emperor Augustus that there would be a registration in the land. And it mentions that it's the first registration of the governor Quirinus of Syria, which means there must have been others to follow, but this was the first. And Mary and Jesus, Joseph lived in Nazareth, and so they began the 9 to 10 day walk through the wilderness, through the desert, over the mountains, to get to Bethlehem, because Joseph, of course, was from the house of David. And I just pictured in my mind last night as I was walking around town, Bethlehem at that time would have been half the size of Hammondsport. And everybody and their families who were of Bethlehem came to town at the same time, trying to find a place to stay for the government registration. And we know the story that Mary and Joseph couldn't find a room, and so they went to the stable. And immediately it says, and it was time for Mary to give birth. And she wrapped the child in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger. We can picture this story in so many different ways of how it might have happened or how it really happened, but what we know is that God came to earth as a baby in this small town, not at all what the people might have been expecting. And an angel appeared full of glory to the shepherds who were out working the fields at night, and what we know about shepherds is they were the least of the least in the night shift. Even less. And the angel sensed the fear in their hearts. What in the world is this? And the angel said, do not fear. I am bringing good news and great joy to the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who will be the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger. And as the angel says that, it says, the sky was filled with heavenly hosts singing glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. And again, I imagine that scene. If I was a shepherd out in the fields and hear, okay, to see an angel that says, don't be afraid, but then the sky is filled, bringing good news and telling you how you can find this child wrapped in cloth and laying in the manger. And we too share in that light. We too share in that message of the angels tonight. We too share in that light. And in our hearts being opened to that peace and joy and love. And the angels singing, and we're going to join with the angels in praising. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. For once again, that child has been born into this world in our hearts to help us bring that light to people who are living in deep darkness. Merry Christmas.